It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Well, cheers to you and welcome back to the show. You are very, very in good hands today, let me tell you. So glad you could spare a few minutes to spend with us. On the show today, I have the pleasure of having Dr. Sheeta Somm as my guest. Dr. Somm specializes in family practice and is an expert in osteopathic medicine as well as board certified in geriatric and family practice medicine. She basically does it all. Welcome, Dr. Somm.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very, very well. Now, I always like to start with a working definition. What is vitamin toxicity and what does it do to our bodies?
Well, vitamin toxicity is a condition that person develops symptoms as massive and mega dose use of the vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Mega dose are going to be harmless for the patient of some vitamins. It depends on they are water soluble or fat soluble. Mm-hmm. B and C are water soluble vitamins, and A, D, E, and K are fat soluble vitamins. Some of them can be even fatal if they are taking
really?
Too much.
Really?
Debbie, you won't believe it. I have patients come to my office with the bags of vitamins. I'm taking all these supplements. I don't know why. I said, wow. Why are you taking all this?
Exactly.
I'm into natural, and I do alternative medicine with the conventional medicine. I use vitamin supplements, diet, nutrition, and all my disease, and all my things, in addition of medication if I have to. I'm not that much into medication. I try to go natural as much as I can.
But you do the right dose for the individual patient. Well, we're bombarded with all these commercials for supplements that, we think we need. But really, I guess the first step is to go to your own doctor and get tested.
Definitely. And then make sure, we do measure the vitamin in our body and see what is the deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
But with a mega dose of that, usually I can find it by the symptoms. Let me give you some example. For example, vitamin A. Vitamin is excellent for the mucous membrane, as a good for the guard of the defense mechanism of the body, mouth, eyes, ears.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, did you know toxicity, which usually over 10,000 IU is going to cause hydrocephalus, which is fluid in the brain, vomiting, tiredness. Patients are more tired than having energy, constipation, joint pain, and severe headaches. Skin change to the rough and dry. Skin changes also. I look at how much vitamins they are taking. If they have a hair loss, if they have a nails, brittle layers that are constantly nails are broken. And so this is one example. Vitamin E, usually we recommend 400 IU and more than that, anti-aging go to 800.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go about more than 2,000, what happens? A patient comes with a headache, tiredness, double vision, diarrhea, and bloating.
Wow.
And it's going to decrease the absorption of the other vitamins like D, A, or K. So that's what toxicity is very important. We have to understand calcium. Patient comes to my office. Oh, one thing that I see more than calcium is vitamin C.
Okay.
People think, oh, I'm taking this mega dose of vitamin C, and it's going to help me to prevent any kind of flu.
Sure.
This is not true. Vitamin C is not preventing flu. It's shortened the time off that you have vitamin C in the flu in the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's excellent source of the wound healing, collagen repair. It's very good for the allergies, as helping the teeth, gum, and bones, and blood vessels. Usually on the multivitamin, they have about 50 to 60 milligrams. Up to 100 milligram. It depends on what multivitamin you use.
It all boils down to the RDA. You shouldn't really go too far above the recommended daily allowance. And you can find that on Google. What is, just type in the question, what is the RDA of C or A or K or whatever vitamin we're dealing with? And then you'll have an idea.
Exactly. But, and then it depends on some expert can play with that. You don't do anything with your vitamin.
Right.
I see here. Vitamin C, if they are taking, people come and tell, oh, I'm taking 2,000 milligram.
Mm-hmm.
More than 1,500 of vitamin C in body can cause kidney stone, gallstone, kidney failure, liver damage.
And some of this is not completely reversible.
True, unfortunately. For example, vitamin E toxicity can be fatal because it's fat soluble, so it's accumulating in the body, can cause so much damage.
Another reason to really check with your doctor, get tested, find out the doses that are appropriate for you at your age and your health condition that is going to work for you and to be optimal for you but not excessive for you.
Exactly. True.
Now, are most vitamins and supplements cleared by the AMA or the FDA before they go on the market, or how does all that work?
It does. They are clear. But what happens is now we have tons of companies out there. If you go to any store and you look at around yourself, you see like about 200 kind of vitamins are sitting there. People call me and said, I'm confused which one I have to take.
Sure.
Same, maybe even triple more than that, we have in outside sources that they come and say, I'm selling organic vitamins. They are healthy vitamins. I have patients, reps are standing in my office constantly coming and bringing, because I'm into organic, bringing all these vitamins and say they're organic, which I don't believe many of them, and I have to get proof of what is good, what is not, before I recommend to my patients.
Right.
So that is the problem of the confusing what you are taking.
Yeah.
But multivitamins are good. I'm not saying multivitamins are not good. They are good. They are having vitamins, supplements, bee pollen. So at least you have a source, but it's not enough.
Right. Well, the other source, of course, is the food we eat. The other day I took a scan. I just placed my hand on this scanner. It was a bio scanner. And I was shocked. I mean, I thought that I really ate pretty well with the fruits and vegetables and the shakes and things like that. And my mineral levels were so low. So we really don't know what's in our food and how much of the vitamins have been leached out by, as you say, pollution and other sources. So what can we do? I guess it's a combination of eating the best food we can find and finding the right vitamin regimen for ourselves.
Exactly. With what you have, if you're tired, for example, out of energy, if you have a hair loss, if you have a skin issue, if you have... So I make a combination of that. But I measure the vitamins through the blood test in my office also. And we send it to this lab, which is part of the anti-aging lab. We measure the level of that, and then so we can just recommend it based on what is the best thing for any person.
So don't assume that you're getting it all. You should really get tested and know for sure if you're lacking in something that's really, you know, crucial for your body to maintain proper health for yourself.
Exactly. On my last lecture, we had a lady who asked my question. You know, I give lectures, a lot of lectures on vitamins and supplements and natural hormones. A lady asked me and said, you know what, I always buy all my stuff in organic, and I never took any supplements. I bet you I'm all completed. So I challenged her. She came to the office, we measured the vitamins. You won't believe how short she was.
Yeah. I know. Like myself, I was shocked. I thought, oh, I'm going to ace this. And, oh, man, I was among the lowest.
Exactly.
For minerals, now minerals are different, aren't they?
Minerals, yeah. When you're talking about minerals, we are talking about calcium, zinc. Selenium, bioflavonate, it depends on what minerals we are talking about. Those are being measured too. Myself, I'm very much health freak, so I'm trying to make sure everything is organic in myself, in my family, in my patients, everybody around me. I measure after 6 months, last time I measured 6 months ago, everything was good. This time I measure, I was short in magnesium.
Okay.
And I knew somehow I don't have enough sleep recently, or I have a problem when sleeping. Then after a measure of it, magnesium was not enough. So after taking magnesium supplements extra, I'm fine now.
It's incredible that we have this concrete information. I mean, everybody should know, you know, what their scorecard is for their body, and then they can get straight A's every time if they just follow the regimen.
True, it is true.
And if you get straight A's on your health report card, you're going to feel fantastic.
Of course, you get energy. Combine your vitamin supplements, your diet, nutrition. You have a right lifestyle, don't smoke, and then have moderate drinking. I'm not saying don't drink at all, moderate. And also do your exercise. I think you're going to have a beautiful life. You're happy.
Absolutely. Hey, he's a happy guy. His name is Brent in Long Beach, and he sent us a question via email. He asks, can vitamins and supplements react unfavorably with medications? He's taking Lipitor and wonders about vitamin B and D as well as fish oil, which he takes every day.
Okay. Any cholesterol medication and vitamin E, they don't get along. Vitamin E can decrease the absorption of the cholesterol medication. So if you're taking any cholesterol like Lipitor, don't take vitamin E with that. But the rest of the vitamins are good, no problem. And one medication that we have everybody have to understand and avoid is going to be Coumadin.
Okay.
If anybody is taking Coumadin, definitely you want to make sure that review your all the vitamins and supplements with your doctor. Coumadin interacts with so many supplements and vitamins.
You know your stuff. You're hard to stump. We've been talking today with Dr. Sheeta Sam, who's been so gracious with her time. Thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. I really enjoy talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We've learned a tremendous amount about vitamins and supplements, toxicity, and avoiding it from her today. You can also listen to a podcast of this show anytime you like or share it with a friend. Very important free information. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Thanks so much for listening and have yourself a healthy, wonderful day.